Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again as you have your weekly visit here in the bunker. No, it's not a Zoom meeting, it's Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
It's probably a good thing I don't have a Zoom meeting going on, Daffodil, right about now.
No, people do not want to see us.
No.
They really don't want to see us.
And if you don't know what a Zoom meeting is,
Google it.
Yes, you've probably been, well, I can't say that. You've probably been hiding in your house, but... The whole thing is, the world is connecting with this Zoom technology, and if I do that at all, I'm going to turn the camera off. It's all about audio here on the show.
Exactly.
As we're focusing on this week, a woman who, you said that earlier, Daffodil, what was she compared to?
Well, her singing style has been very generously compared to the sound of roaches scurrying across a trash can lid.
That really sums it up, doesn't it? Mrs. Elva Miller, we're taking a look at on the show this week. On top of that, we're getting a little crazy with animal love. No, don't go there, Daffodil. Don't anyone else go there.
You're making fun of one of my favorite songs. Stop it.
With a chart-topping cheesy with the Captain and Tennille. But we're starting off with Herb Wonder and his swinging organ and combo. With a can I pronounce that? I don't know. Cavaquinho Amarada. Shortly, it's a medley. Or maybe they're two songs.
They're two different songs.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's called a medley.
Ah, yes, of course. But we're starting off with, again, Herb Wonder and a swinging organ in combo with Spanish Flea, What Now My Love, and South of the Border on...
Cheese Please!
Thank you.
sitting where the fun is.
With Herb Wonder and his swinging organ and combo and Cavaquinho Amarada. Can we say that?
I'm not even going to try.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say that then. Before that, we had his medley of What Now, My Love, South of the Border, and Spanish Flea. Not in that order. The other way around. I can't read. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daphne, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
And on the air, everywhere your ears are right now. Don't you think, Daffodil?
If you're listening, we're on the air.
Yes, there we go. And we're profiling this week Mrs. Elva Miller. Why? You're about to find out. You've got some facts about
Mrs. We should perhaps
Mrs.
apologize now.
Why?
Because it's Mrs. Miller.
Well, I wouldn't go that far quite yet.
Her success was due to the amateurness of her singing. Very similar to Florence Foster Jenkins, but they didn't make a movie about Mrs. Miller. They made one about Florence Foster Jenkins.
Foster. I just want to be accurate here. Yes. More information.
She went to Vietnam to sing for servicemen. She performed at the Hollywood Bowl.
Really?
She guest starred on a whole bunch of TV shows.
Wow. Had a major label behind her, Capitol Records.
And Gary Owens played her.
Gary Owens?
First featured her on his radio program in 1960.
Oh, really? Well, if you don't know who Gary Owens is, he's a very famous radio DJ and voice actor in cartoons. He was the original Space Ghost, among others.
Yes.
So it was a big deal if Gary Owens played you on the air.
She even charted. She didn't make top 40, but she did make top 100.
Hey, what number?
She peaked at 82 with Downtown.
Oh, and that's a song we're not playing, although we have played it on the show previously. We're going to play a couple right now. We'll hear going to be like that a little later on. We're going to play some famous 60s songs you probably know, but if you don't, you're about to. We've got Chim Chimmery coming up with Mary Poppins, but we're starting off with her Beatles, her interpretation of the Beatles' Hard Day's Night on...
Sorry for your ears on Cheese, Please.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm living like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do. It'll make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money.
Better that time.
Why?
Well, because before you said that it was Chim Chim Charoo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I can't roll the tape that back and check it that quickly. But I'm sorry if I did that. And before that, we had A Hard Day's Night. So would you rather have John Lennon and Paul McCartney sing A Hard Day's Night? Or maybe, you know, Julie Andrews singing Chim Chim Charoo?
I'd prefer the originals.
Okay, we're gonna play one more. I'm gonna be like that. On
Cheese Please.
Dance, 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 dance to the sound of the go-go. gonna be like that. Gonna be like that. And when the band starts to play, we're gonna rock, gonna rock, gonna knock on dead. Gonna fruit twist, jerk, do the monkey twang. Gonna roll up the rug, gonna feel so fine. Work out, baby, put up on the floor. Gonna dance till we can't dance no more. Oh, well, now, come on, come on, baby. Gonna be like that.
With Mrs. Alva Miller, I'm putting on earplugs. I'm gonna be like that. Well, without the earplugs, anyway. And before that, of course, we had Chim Chimmery and Hard Day's Night with Mrs. Alva Miller, as we profiled. And I have to wonder, Daffodil, how many albums did this woman have over the 1960s?
She had six. The first one was called Mrs. Miller's Greatest Hits, and it actually sold 250,000 copies in its first 3 weeks.
Huh? Are you kidding me?
I am not making that up. It actually charted 15th on the chart.
15 on the album charts.
In 1966, yes.
Well, you know, look what was on the air on TV. Batman, that was pretty much a parody. She was a parody of everything. Oh, but you know what? That's why we profile her here on Cheese Please. My name is Star Two.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we need to do this.
Topping the charts on number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And speaking of chart-topping...
and cheesy.
Why do you like this?
I just have always liked this.
Why? Come on.
I like the funny little muskrat sounds.
Made by a synthesizer, not
doesn't
a...
doesn't matter.
Made by a synthesizer, not a real muskrat.
I know that. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're funny little sounds, and I like them.
I'm just going to play it. Captain Antoniel and Muskrat Love on...
Cheese, Please.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in muskrat land and they shimmy. So skinny, and a whirl, and a twirl, and a tango, singing and jinging a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love, nibbling on bacon. Says a Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle now. as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle.
Please. Wow, does that sound like bongos going off in the distance there?
I'm glad you didn't cut off the little boop, boop, boop noises at the end, because I like those
too. I'm trying not to, but they're sort of like dying, and I had to...
Eventually, we have to come back, or people will think that the show died.
Yes, and we don't want that. My name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are wending our way slowly and surely to the end of another fantastic episode of Cheese Please.
Oh, by the way, that was our chart-topping cheesy Muskrat Love by Captain Antoniel on
yes,
the show.
Yes, we played
week.
The chart-topping cheesy intro.
Yes.
Which tells people that it's the chart-topping cheesy.
No, just in case they're coming in a little late, you know, that's wondering what is on their radio right now, and...
It's your tornado on the radio that is Cheese Please.
Yeah, and I can see their eyes wide open saying, what the?
It's more like glazed over, but yeah.
Glazed
like a donut.
Oh, or maybe like deer in headlight thing.
That's also a possibility because we
about
are
that.
kind of shocking sometimes.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, you'll get used to it. You'll calm down, you'll relax, you'll let the cheese
flow through you.
Flow through your ears. I wish my mouth and tongue would flow nicely, and it seems to be right now, so I'm just going to go with it.
I have something that's kind of Mrs. Miller related.
Oh, really?
But first off, we don't have this, so people don't ask us why we haven't played it.
Oh,
did
no.
you know that she inspired a similar act called Mr. Miller and the Blue Notes?
Mr. Miller and the Blue Notes.
Yes. Who released a 1966 version of Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Oh, boy.
With equally bad singing.
Oh, boy.
We don't have it.
Oh,
if
boy.
If anyone out there's got it, we would love to get our hands on it.
Well, I haven't searched the internet yet, so...
So we may find it. If we do, you will have that to look forward to in a future episode of Cheese Please.
Well,
I don't... Or to cringe your pants off at.
Cringe pants?
Stick your fingers in your ears.
That's more likely. You know, how does that work, Daffodil?
What, cringing pants?
Yeah. is it a matter of more of a matter of, like, not actually,
pants?
Ironing pants?
Well, no. Here's the thing. If your pants don't fit you very well because they're too big for you and you cringe,
yes.
Your pants will fall down.
Oh, okay.
So cringing your pants off actually is a thing.
Really?
Really.
Wow. You know... Who says we're not educational on the show every week?
We're trying to be, and if we don't do our thing, we're not going to have time.
Do what?
Your thing.
You know what?
You forgot. Did you load it? Is it loaded?
I put it in downstairs, but that was like 3 days ago. But I just flip on the switch now and... see, I load it a couple days ahead of time, so. There we go! Oh, look what we have. We have DJ Steve Porter and the Rap Chop DJ. Is that right? No, Rap Chop. I can't read. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop. You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with slap chop. Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop. You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with slap chop. Look, here's a potato. One slap, you got big chunks for stew. Two slaps, don't rise in the second. And look at this. With your add a mushroom, the more you do it. Stop having a boring life. Add this tuna, you like this. Now you're gonna have a nice, exciting life. Here's a hard-boiled egg. One chunk of pickle, you add the green. And what you can do, you can mix things together. Add ham, and you're gonna love this. Don't have time to make breakfast. Breakfast to go. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Serve my fruit, the mango. Watch this. Look at this, not beautiful ice cream. The reason you're gonna slap away every day is because it's so easy to clean. One, two, and pops open my bag. Now these other ones you've seen in the stores. Bacteria gets in the food. All the stores have this. You can't clean it. You can't open this up. It's worthless. Buy it, spits with Slap Chop. You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with Slap Chop. Buy it, spits with Slap Chop. You can be in a great mood all day. You can slap your troubles away with slap. Slap your troubles away with Slap Chop.
Daisy, you just got one hand and chop, 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 chop.
Watch this. Tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
When you use a War Amps key tag, you protect your keys. If you lose your keys, the